motorcycle.
Blog Talk Radio.
A cyclist.
Okay. What do you call a person that plays a guitar?
A guitarist?
What do you call a person that races?
I don't a driverist? A driverist?
A racist.
What do you call a racist? He says, what do you do? Yep, I'm a racist. What? Yeah, I'm a racist. Shit. I drive Formula One. Oh, Formula One. I got you. Racist. Good one,
I'm just saying. I figured you should call him that if you call a person that does art an artist. I'm just throwing that out there. What do you do for a living? I'm a racist. What?
What?
Yes.
Hey, what's going to be funny is that I didn't lose a profession for that. How can I get involved? Like, oh, shit. Yeah, what company? I love to sign up. I just got out of a job.
Yeah. All right. Check it out, guys. The number is on the screen right now. It's 213-943-3362. I would like to hear, and all of us, right now, we'd like to hear from you guys to find out. And when you get on the line, make sure you click the one to let us know you want to speak. Again, the number's on the screen, 213-943-3362. Since people say, open up the lines. And here's what I want y'all to start doing for the next time I say this. Whenever someone says, open up the lines, make sure you're saying it because you want to call. Don't say, open up the lines because that's what you want to see. It's two different damn things. Like telling somebody, go ahead, jump. No, you're not jumping. You're telling them to jump. So it'd just be great if y'all, when y'all say open up the lines, that you will be the one who call in to talk about a subject like this. And I will say this when it comes to women and working. I think we're almost past only one set. One person in the household working. I think we're almost past that. I don't know too many households that can sustain with only one person working. And if you had a household with only one person working, if that was believable, if only the people who were financially able to do this, either you'd have to really downgrade your life, which I don't see anything wrong with it, or the only people who'd be able to do this would be the elite rich. So I think you run into a problem both ways. Either you have to live poorly and, you know, sacrifice the way you live in order for that woman to be home, or only allow people who are rich to have children. Let's answer the phone lines, and hopefully you'll be able to hear this. Let me go to 317. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello, Tommy and Brian. So about the topic tonight,
You're really low there.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if this will. Okay, does that help?
I turn mine up now. I got to turn his down. I got to make sure he's not loud. So let me turn him down a little bit. Say something to me, brother.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can hear it too. I can hear it fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so about the topic, I wanted to say that I have a friend, and her and all her sisters, they all have degrees, right? They're career women. So I dropped out of college and decided to pursue marriage. So I got married at 24, and my friend and her sisters, they kind of look down on me, kind of like they don't understand it. But I feel like if I want to go back for a degree, I could do that later. And building a relationship, I feel, is easier for a woman in her 20s than trying to do it in your 30s and 40s. So I will say I do think that there are some women nowadays who do sacrifice that family for that.
You know, I like what she just said. So basically what you're saying is you made a business decision for your personal life. Mm-hmm. What do you think about what she said about the idea that it's easier for a woman to build a relationship, which I think is true. It's easier for a woman to build a relationship at a younger age than it is for them to do it at an older age. Go ahead. Speak on it.
I absolutely agree. I think that we are more able. We're more malleable at a younger age. We're able to be molded. We're more willing to, you know, conform to certain things when we are younger than we are older. Because the older we get, the more set in our ways we become. So it's harder to mesh lives together. It's harder to, you know, to be who you are and then let somebody else or some other circumstances of life change what it is you do. It's harder to do that when you're older than when you are younger. So her absolutely making that sacrifice at a young age to do what's best for the group. And then, like she said, when she gets older, she can go back to school if she wants to get her degree, if she wants to, you know, finish this or to go and, you know, be whatever it is she wants to be, whether it's a teacher or some type of corporate executive, whatever she wants to do, she'll still have time to do that. But I think that her making that sacrifice now in the early part of her life, I think it benefits her family more because they're getting, yep, you know, her at her prime to be, you know, what they need her to be in her family unit. So I think that's great.
Okay, young lady, let me ask you this one last question before I let you go. You said that they are upset with you or they make fun of you. What is their reasoning for it? What are they saying is the problem with you?
Basically, they feel like you should have a career first before you do anything else. Like, they feel like that is the foundation for your life. I mean, they're doing good things with their life. You know, they're like, my friend, she's like a finance manager, and her sister, she does something like really big in the banks. But they just feel like it's better to have a foundation, like financially, than to do what I did.
I understand. So are you happy? Are you stable?
Yes. We're stable. I mean, we live good. My husband makes good money, and I do, like, substitute teaching. I do that on the side. So
okay.
I think
ended
we're
up
good.
With a career. You work. You don't completely not work.
Right, that's what I was gonna...
You guys have children?
No, not yet.
Okay. So do you have your degree?
No, I dropped out of college, like, my sophomore year.
Okay, so you do have some college. Gotcha.
So you dropped out. I'm confused when you said you dropped out to start a family. You dropped. Did your boyfriend ask you to do this?
No. I wasn't even with my husband at the time. At the time, I decided that I wanted to pursue marriage and like a family. So that's when I started dating, because that's what I wanted to pursue more. So I met my husband later. I didn't meet him then.
And you couldn't do, because I'm just stupid.
So why wouldn't you, so you don't have children now, correct? Okay, so what is it that you, if you're saying that you want to, you know, have a family and you want to eventually, you know, you wanted to have a relationship, how would that affect you being able to work or to finish school? How would that keep you from doing that? Or is it that you just didn't want to do it no more? You didn't want to go to school no more?
It was that, and also that I wanted to pursue. So it was a mixture of both of those.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the phone call. I always look at it this way. A lot of women that I know went to college literally to find a man. I think college is one of the best places to make any kind of connection. And I find it a little strange that she said, well, I just said, fuck school, I want to find a man.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing. I think that if you don't, with you not having children, kids not being in the mix, then I think that you both have the ability to, you know, if not necessarily pursue your career fully, you can at least set the stage for that. So there's no reason for her to have not finished school or to not be finishing school right now, because that sets the stage for her when she does want to go to that next level or she does want to go into a specific career field. She already has the legwork done. She has the, you know, the prerequisite done for that. So her finishing school, and it's like, I guess my thing is finish school, do whatever you need to do to go into a career. So if you need to, then hey, you can. You have the ability to do that. So it's like, and even when you with somebody, you can have a relationship, you can get married. What happens if you guys get a divorce? What happens if you have children and your husband dies? You don't have any type of career. You don't have any type of skill set to do a job so you can provide for your family. Then it's like you need to put yourself in a position to where you can do that. So it's like always have yourself in a position to where you say, you know what? Me not working is what's working best for our family. But if need be, I could go get a job and make good money and be able to take care of my family tomorrow if I needed to. So you have that college degree or you have that certificate for that trade on deck and just ready to go at any given point.
Yeah, ladies, I don't agree with that one. And if it's working out for her, but I understand the family's disappointment because she said literally she dropped out and then went looking for a man. You can be at a job and swipe left and swipe right looking for a man. You can go to church every Sunday looking for a man. You can go to the fucking park and walk your dog while you're still in school. I don't understand that logic of I dropped out, then went to pursue a man. She didn't even have the man when she did it. She said she dropped out to go look for a man. Like, I don't, like, is there like a place where you go to, like it's a 24-hour manhunt and you have to physically be there?
You gotta enlist like in the service. Right. I gotta be gone for 4 years. Get this dude.
Nah, this new website, I don't know anything about that motherfucker. Like,
your lady. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying that it seems off. And just to finish it, you get the skill. You get the teaching. You get the whatever it is you do. You get that skill. They can't take that from you now. You get that degree. They can't take that from you now. So if your husband go out and get hit by a car, if your husband go out and get hit by a finer bitch, if your husband go out and his legs just don't work that day because, you know, he was smoking with Richard Pryor back in the days and MS is next. He got MS and he wasn't talking about Microsoft.
Yeah. So that's my advice to you, young lady. You need to go and enroll in the next semester of college. If you like substitute teaching or whatever, and that's fine for you, great. There's no reason for you not to have your degree and you don't have any children to take care of at home and you're not running a business or anything like that. You need to go and finish school. And I'm sure you all should have enough money to do so. Finish school. And then if you don't want to do anything after that, great. But you always have that piece of paper and that milestone is hit to where if you ever do want to go back at, you know, 40 or 50 or whatever, you already have that done. Get your skill set and then you can make that choice to sit back if you want.
And lastly, I just view it as if they are trying to have a family, then she could stack extra money so when they do start the children, she really doesn't have to work.
Right.
So you could go to school online.
Yeah.
There's so many things she could be doing to build up. That Cut the Check guy, hey, guys, anytime you see somebody named Cut the Check, make sure you remove him, if you could. Chassie or any of you guys, anytime you see somebody named Cut the Check, cut him out. Now, since you want to say something dumb, you're going to have to come in with a new name. But yeah, let's see if we can go to another phone call. 559, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, brother? It's me, Cedric Soul.
Not much. Talk to us, man.
Man, you know, on a subject matter, I wanted to say, you know what? My pops always did tell me that when it comes to a career woman, she has to eventually choose whether she's going to put her family first or not. I mean, when you look at someone like Halle Berry, back when she was dating Eric Benet, that's a perfect example of a career woman who pretty much can't keep a relationship together. You know what I mean?
Is it career or crazy?
Crazy.
It's either or. Career crazy, like you said, brother.
You can't really use her, man, because she's
let me give you a career.
Everybody who dates her says she's crazy, man.
Let me give you a career woman that you may want to think about. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Catherine Zeta-Jones quit Hollywood when they started having kids. She came back when the kids got older.
Perfect example.
Yeah, but
perfect example.
But I'm saying, like I was telling the caller before, well, that woman had a career when she started. I think it's harder to tell somebody who has a career to stop it. And she had a successful career. And she spent her, like, the finest years of her life, the most beautiful she was, the most in-demand actress she could have been. And she decided to turn that into being a mom, but she did go back because at this point, I think there are a lot of women who are career-minded. The majority of married women right now are working with their them and their husbands are working.
I agree. You got to learn how to.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was saying I agree, but I believe there has to be a balance. That one has to come and decide, hey, what's going to come first, the career or the family? Now, if you're a smart woman, you'll be like, okay, plan and establish your career as a business. But know if you're going to have a family, if you're going to start having kids, and you're going to have a man on top of that and say you're going to get married, then it has to come to a pause. You know what I'm saying? And that has to come from the priority, especially if you're going to marry an alpha male who's going to be the dominant and say, hey, I got a career too, and I'm going to hold this down, you know? I'm the type of dude that, hey, you're going to be with me.
What would you do with a man? You have a woman. She quits her job. You work for 8-10 hours a day. She at home because y'all don't have children yet. You're all right with that?
And she's at home when we do not have children?
Yep.
Right.
And at that point, that's where she's able to do what she's able to want. But the moment she decides that, hey, yo, it's time to have children, I'm going to be like, okay, well, let's plan an ABC plan so we can make sure that we make things work. If you want to continue and have a career, understand that the family structure is going to come first before your career.
Okay, so you're saying once children come, then she should be able to step back a little. All right.
Exactly. She needs to put that on a pause. Hey, I got a side note since I missed your show with the is it possible that that Tupac could be gay? I was going to say, I don't know if you caught my comment, and I said I think Tupac, like a lot of other brothers back in the day, were just all, you know, everybody in the 80s was trying to go for that soft, nice guy-ness because we were all having that influence from Michael and Prince at the time. And I think that pretty boy, soft, nice guy wasn't working for the average black man because that's the image they portrayed. I know we way past that.
Hell no.
That was 91, nigga. You can't make that excuse. That was 91.
Yeah, but still, it was coming out of the 80s, though. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, man, when you got him being the biggest influence of all time, Michael Jackson and Prince. Yeah, and all the niggas back then wanted to be there. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be there back in the day. And I thought being the extra nice guy, the pretty boy, was going to work.
Wow. I tell you, man, look, I grew up in the 80s. I never wanted to be Prince.
I didn't either.
I did, nigga. I wanted to be all of them. I wanted to be Michael. I wanted to be Prince.
Nope. I didn't want to be El DeBarge. I didn't want
to
be.
You wanted to be somebody. You wanted to be somebody.
I did not.
I guarantee you didn't want to be Michael. You didn't want to be Prince. You didn't think you'd get all the girls in the world if you wanted to be Michael. I kid you not. I thought getting all the girls, man, you had to be nice. You had to be pretty. I thought that's like what it was. And I think Pop thought the same thing too.
There were certain things you would do at home. There's certain things you do at home, like in the 80s, you put on your mama's robe and go around and sing "Karma Chameleon," but you didn't do it. Your homeboys was there.
No, hey, remember Jermaine Stewart? You guys remember Jermaine Stewart? Man, I thought that you had to be like pretty as him to be like, yo, this is how you get the girls.
Every day in life's a Bible. Motherfucker, come in. You go, hey,
no, my lover. I thought that's how you got the girls, man. And I think that's how the brothers are thinking like that.
My robo. Get your robo. Oh, my bad.
You know that's my goddamn little boy. Got red and green flowers all over the motherfucker. Take my shit off.
Ah, that's how you got the girls, man.
The once he started being bad, I started being different.
Yeah, man. That motherfucker had that first dick surgery, boy. When he came back, started looking like a lady. I said, nah, I don't want to be that.
I was being like, man, he just keeps getting prettier and prettier. I thought the girls were checking for him, man. I was like, man, that's it right there. That's what you got to do.
You gotta be light skinned. I knew I could never be that.
You light skinned, man?
Nah, I'm dark.
Now, we couldn't be that.
I'm more like chicken brown. I'm fried chicken brown. I'm right there.
I was going to say, because I knew when I was coming up, I could be maybe Freddie Jackson, who was gay undercover, but you could just be Freddie. You could be Luther.
Right.
That's all you knew. Yeah, we knew what we could be, and Prince wasn't it.
Oh, yeah.
Luther Vandross, so I was in the Luther lane. That's right. I knew that was it for me.
That's why I love Johnny Gill. I was like, that nigga dark skin, he like me. So when I was a kid, we'd be saying, can you stand the rain? I did that. That's the one I could see.
Yeah.
I never at any point in time thought, man, I'm fucking Mars Day in the time. Now, I knew I could run around with a mirror. Somebody bring me a mirror.
I could be Jerome.
I kept a mirror on me, dog.
Hey, but the influence was so high at the time. So I think Pac took some of that. He's like, man, I could be this.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yep, that was it. You could be Jerome.
Man, y'all.
Freddie Jackson,
Luke Vandross. Y'all, thanks for this call, though. For real.
That's about it.
Hey, man, thank you so much for the call. Very good call. Go ahead and see if you could answer him what he was saying about the idea that we have, you should, at a certain point, cut out whatever you're doing to start this family.
I think that you have to plan that. I think that has to be talked about in the beginning. I think you have to say, okay, we're both doing this, whatever your careers are. And I think you have to say, okay, so right now we don't have any children. This is our plan, right? We both agree upon it and it'll work for us. Perfect. Because everybody has different dynamics. And I think, like you said before, you do what works for you. Now, you also need to have a plan. Okay, well, when we decide to have children and we get pregnant and we ready to, do this parenting thing, who's going to work, who's going to stay at home, you figure that out. Because at the end of the day, if I'm married to Catherine Zeta-Jones and her career is off the chain, she's blowing up right now, and I'm not, I can barely get a motherfucking commercial. I can't even get an infomercial. You know what I'm saying? Then I can't have that expectation for her to be home. I'm still trying to get my career off Catherine's shit. Well, shit, she's pregnant. What we gonna do? You know what I'm saying? It's like she's married to fuck is his name?
Michael Douglas.
The Michael Douglas. She's married to him. It's like he's already, he was already made. He's self-made already. He got, the money and all that shit is taken care of. His career has been fucking flourishing. He's good. So, for him to keep going and to maintain shit, great. She wants to stay home, cool. But for me, if I'm married to Catherine Zeta-Jones, I need to stay my black ass at home and take care of the kids, because it's going to be the financial aspect of it alone is going to be more feasible for her to do what she's doing. She's in the prime of her life and all that good stuff, and me to take care of the children. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it should work out. So there has to be some logic into that, but there needs to be planning too. If we both actors, we got to say, hey, whoever's bringing in the bread, they'd want to get to stay out there on the road.
I think we need to talk about that. In my movie, A Fatherless America, one of the guys in there was talking from that. I think we need to probably do a show about that, work, stay at home dad.
Yeah, I think so.
The one of the guys in my movie, when I was talking to him, we were in Times Square, and it's a white guy. And halfway through talking about the importance of fathers, he said that he doesn't like many of the shows because, number one, he's a stay-at-home dad. He said his wife makes all the money. And he said their dynamic still works. He said he gets up every morning, he takes the kids to school, he fixes the breakfast, and he said it is what it is. She had the better job, so it was no problem for him to take that because they wanted to have the stay-at-home parent, and it just so happened to be him. So I would love to get women's thought on the opposite side of this, too. So we'll probably do that either sometime during the week or maybe next week. 708, caller, you're on the air.
Yo, what's going on with you guys? Great show you guys got going.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, as far as the topic itself, is you know, I guess it's dependent upon what type of lifestyle you got going. I mean, if you choose someone that has a life that's around a career, that's career gold, then obviously getting into that, you should know up front then that this person is going to be pursuing that. And so now let's say you guys meeting, you don't have children. You meet, you both know where you're trying to go. Now children come into play. I think you would say, okay, well, if one person makes enough money to where you know the other doesn't have to work and can be there more for the children, then yeah, by all means, do it. You know, if you can suffice it, it works. But in the event for most regular folks like us, it's very hard to do that. You know, it's very hard to live off of one income. And so I don't think women themselves are sacrificing their families for their careers in that aspect.
When you hear men rail on women for doing such a thing, do you think they understand what they're asking? Because it's like a lot to me, it reminds me of guys wanting to date more than one woman at a time. They don't really understand the premise is, well, you need to be able to take care of more than one woman at one time. That's the whole reason. You got those four bitches that you date out there working and shit too. Well, why do they need you? Like, what is the issue? Now, I'm not saying they can't, but what I'm trying to explain to them is the premise at the beginning is you're supposed to be able to take care of those women. That's why those women are sacrificing themselves, getting their own life to be able to all be with you. Do you think these men understand that when they say it?
I don't know about most men. I mean, if I'm going to be with multiple women, then obviously I have to be in a position to take care of multiple women. If I'm not, then I'm just not going to do it. It's really simple. It doesn't, you know, it's not hard at all to figure out. If you're trying to be a quote unquote player, or I don't know, are you saying just as a player, or are you saying in a polygamous type of way?
No, in a polygamous situation.
On the polygamy, well, yeah, if you're gonna do that, then you should be able to take care of them.
But what I'm saying is most men seem to not understand it. And do you think that the people who are saying, "Well, I want my woman to not work," do you think they understand what they're really asking for? That's why I keep asking these guys, do you understand when you're working 8, 10, and like my man Tavis said, sometimes 12 hours a day, you do understand. You're going to be at work, and your fine-ass wife, if you got one, is just going to be floating the fuck around.
Yeah, at home by herself, yeah.
Right? Watching.
Yeah, right.
Watching St. Jock clean the swimming pool.
You're by yourself. What you crying about?
I
think that's going to be an issue. What do you think?
First of all, you have to be very in tune with yourself if you're going to make that type of decision. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, I hope that guys understand what they're getting into. Me personally, I would want a woman to have some type of activity. Therefore, her time is not just there and just bland and just. Now she has more time to think about nefarious things, you know. So I would hope, that you're dealing with someone that has some type of hobbies and things that they would like to do. In that case, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to. You know, I think you don't want to be with someone that. It's like, how do I put it? It's like. If you're every time you come home and like that you left there and they're kind of just doing the same thing and you come home and they're doing the same thing, it's like I don't know if that will work for me, but I think it depends on the stage in your life, you know, when you had your kids and all of that stuff matters. I think it's several different areas within life that you will want to. Definitely try to figure out before you try to go and make a decision like that. I think like what the lady called, and she was talking about that she dropped out of school when she said that. I was thinking, oh, they have kids. Oh, you know what I was thinking? Oh, they have kids. Like, and then when she said she didn't, I was like,
Right. Not only did she say she didn't, but then when she said, oh, I dropped out before I even met my man, I was like, well, fuck.
Right.
I had to find me.
I'm like, wait a minute. Where did they do that at? You started. Right. You did not finish what you started. And
right.
You went looking for an angel to fall out the sky. Like, I don't get this.
Uh-oh. Sorry about that, brother. I accidentally pressed the button. My bad. But it was like, to me, she was she turned into Toni Braxton. I just gotta find me a man. Love is strong and pride. Gotta find me a man. One who understands one of a kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that that made absolutely perfect sense, man. But I think that we need to have it. I guess my thing is that we should have that expectation just as people to say, hey, you know, if you have you know, the desire to be a stay at home, you know, whatever the case may be, great. But if you ain't got no kids or nothing to really take care of at home, you ain't running no business or nothing like that, then have the wherewithal to at least put yourself in a position to where whenever you may need be, the both of you, or if something happens, you can just take off. So it's like, just prepare and have a plan together, have a plan in place. And like you said, she could be working as a teacher right now and could be, you know, stacking money, you know, for her kids' future when they do come about, for her college fund and all that kind of stuff. So just, you know, plan to have a prosperous life. Let's take another call here. Let's go to 202-297. Caller, you are on the air, I think.
What's up, Tommy? What's up, Brian? This is Jason.
Oh, what's happening, Captain? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine. How y'all brothers doing tonight?
We good, man. We good, man. So what do you think about the topic?
Well, personally, me and my ex-wife, I married my ex-wife and she was in the military.
Uh-huh.
So I knew, man, you ain't got to laugh about it that hard. Come on, man.
No, because you said it twice. Who is this on the line? Tommy, two times?
It's Jason.
Two times?
It's Jason. I like
so,
that.
So
Jason.
Basically, what I'm saying is I knew what I was getting into, but I knew that she would be gone a lot too. So I also had a career job as well as she did. So I was the stay-at-home/working dad. So I raised my daughter while she was off in school and, you know, going traveling and stuff for the military. So it's really a planned thing. It's not something that you jump into because the divorce rate can be kind of shaky and a little bit off if you don't have a plan. If you're going to be a stay-at-home parent, And you have to make that a known thing. So when the weather blows, you just can't change your mind and say, hey, I want to go out and get a job and I want to start working, especially if you have kids, because now you change the whole dynamic of the family. And it's not right. I don't think it's right for, you know, for a person to change their mind after they've been married a period of time. And then they decide that they want a career or something like that because they're talking to one of them, you know, hair hat hooligans and you know, or something else, or the pool man get involved or something like that. But you have to know who you're marrying, and you really, really, really have to have a plan. And unfortunately, black folks, we don't plan families. We just have them. And then we react to them. And you can't do that because you ruin the child's life at the end of the day. But it is a plan. And I did plan when me and my ex were married, you know, we moved to D.C. area because she had to move to a base down here. So we both decided together that this would be a good move for both of us. I can still have my same job, and she could work in the military, continue to do her job, and I can continue to take care of my daughter, you know, if she left. So, I mean, these things have to be planned. This guy here, he's just a bum. That guy in the video, he's a bum. He's just a bum. And his girlfriend or fiance has a career, and I hope she watches this video and don't marry this fool because he's going to drag her down. I don't mind seeing a woman having a career.
Yeah, he's not with Eva no more. That's what everybody was saying. They saying that I think Eva may be his baby mama now, but they're not with they're not together no more. But I mean, I don't know. I guess all the differences or the nuances of their relationship, I guess that's a whole different thing. But I just think that what you said, you guys had a plan and you figured it out, and everybody was cool with their roles. I think sometimes I think in his instance, you have expectations and you didn't discuss that with your significant other. So now you want this person to assume this particular role because that's what you feel they should do. And maybe that person doesn't want to do that, and making that person do it or forcing that person to do that, that can, you know, put a real strain on your relationship and cause that person to resent, to want somebody to give up their career or to want somebody to give up what it is that they do as a job or whatever the case may be. That's something that's a lot to ask. And especially if they don't want to do that, they never thought they would have to do that.
I totally agree with you, Brian. And that's what I was saying, that two people, when you get together and you know, bottom line, I'm a believer in you got to be married before you have a child. That's just me. That's what I tell my daughter. She doesn't know anything else but to get married and have kids, period. But, you know, we try to teach her how to take care of herself, blah, 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 so forth and so forth. But us black folks, we got to stop reacting to what the damage that we cause. We have to stop doing that. That's why black families are so tore up today. Remember I said a while back, I was talking in another, you know, we had on the Soul You Dig, and I was telling people, you have a child, they need to have a college fund, they need to have a car fund, and then they need to have a clothes fund. And you need to start working on that the day that your significant other says that, hey, I'm having a baby. You need to start saving money. We're responsible for sending our children to college, the child. You don't put that burden on the child to go out and get a scholarship to go to college. That's stupid. That doesn't make sense.
I definitely agree. And I would even go as far as to say that's something that you need to start planning before you even get pregnant. I think that's something that you need it should be our custom to where we do that before we even decide to get pregnant. Once you're deciding to build a life with somebody, you all get married, you all get together, and you're starting to build that life together, I think that's something that you start, you know, putting that type of investment into that type of fund or whatever you want to call it, you know, before you even get to that point of being pregnant. So when those things, because it costs a lot of money, shit, before you had a baby, you know, it's a lot of things that you have to get, a lot of things you need to do, you know, that come along with that. And then all those wiles, and like you said, those years are growing until that child gets old and you get to that point, then you need to be prepared and start before you even get to that point to where you are, you know, expecting a child. So I want to say thank you for the call, brother. I appreciate you as always.
No problem, Brian. See you later.
I'm gonna go ahead and move on to this next one. This next caller, she is actually says that she is a she's not a stay at home mom, I believe. I think she is a career woman. So caller 815, you are on the air. What's up?
Hi guys, how are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. I do both. My kids are homeschooled, and I work nights as a truck driver. So my husband also works, and I was off for about a year due to health issues, and I cannot be a stay-at-home mom.
You mean like mentally?
Like, yeah, like I feel worthless being at home. It's boring.
Okay. It's boring. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand how that shit could get old quick. Especially when your kids get a school age, all you can do is suck dick at that point.
But not really. I mean, I have a son in high school. I have a son in elementary and one that's about to start school next year. My kids are all 5 years apart. So two are in.
So what I'm saying is like let me ask you something. But if you get them up at six, like with my daughter, she gets up at six, I get her breakfast and stuff like that, and she's out of the door by seven. If I was a stay-at-home dad, from seven, then the good thing was because I worked at night, I would work all night while my daughter was asleep. And I would stay up until it was time for her to go to school. I would sleep during her time in which she was at school, so at least I didn't have that boring downtime. But if her mother was the one doing it all, and all I did was, you know, cook and clean and shit like that, after a while, everybody, human being, tries to make their life easier. So what you do is you've already planned cooking. You've already planned your meals out for the week. You already know. So what will happen is once I drop my daughter off at 7, I won't really have much to do from 7 until 3 o'clock when she gets out of school. I can't wash clothes that much if I wash them 5 days a week plus weekends. I can't clean the house up if I clean the house 5 days a week plus weekends, so the house won't be dirty, won't be as dirty. Everything will become quicker and quicker and quicker. So now I just have more and more time to do fuck shit. And
absolutely nothing.
Especially in the times of old, you know, a lot of that idle time after you've done everything. But then again, you know, it was a lot of stuff back then that wasn't automated. So you had to hang clothes out on the line and do that type of shit. You didn't have a microwave.
Yeah, but we ain't way back then.
A lot of cooking and things like that. But I think today you have things like, I'm sorry?
I said, but that's back in the day. It's 2018. I do my kids' schoolwork with them. I get them set up. My kids are A's, B's, and C's. My house is clean. I cannot just sit at home. I have to work. So even
the motherfuckers are making C's. You got to talk to him.
You sit down and work with that motherfucker.
You got a job to do. It's called tutoring.
I mean, come on now. I can't sit over here and say my kids are straight A students. You know what I mean? That would be a straight lie. Come on now. But anyway,
I was okay with the A's and B's. No, I get the B's.
A's and B's is cool. B's, it's work.
Yeah, you got to talk to that nigga. You got to pull him to the side. Look at pimp.
see, now I'm going to make y'all feel bad because my son has Asperger's. So C's or A's.
All you had to do was say that to me.
You got to preference that shit, man.
Yeah, you...
But, I mean, I agree with you saying, you know, once you got that together, but then what I was getting ready to say, too, is in the day of the internet like we have today, there's so many different things you can connect into, whether you are doing schooling online or something like that, or, hell, you can go take a class or something like that. So it's for those that are at home, you know, there are plenty of things that you can do, you know, once you have you've gotten everything down to a science, you know, you want baby number 3. And, you know, ain't nothing new under the sun now to you. So it's like you know what to do and you know how to do it. So, yeah, you can absolutely plan those things. You can even go work a part-time job, you know, like you doing truck driving at night.
But my thing
is I was the head of the household. You guys got it worked out the way it works for you guys. But for somebody else, they could do that as well.
Exactly. But see, for me, for being, I was head of the household for many years because I'm a truck driver. So when I had health issues and I had to stop working, I can't just sit here. There's too much time that I could be doing something productive. So I couldn't just be a stay-at-home mom, just doing the schoolwork, doing chores, waiting on my husband. No, that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can be a mom, but I have to work too. And there's a lot of women that feel that way, that they don't want to be stay-at-home moms because it does get boring. If your husband works or your significant other works and you're at home and you're only surrounded by children and what other adult conversation do you have all day?
So what do you think? Why do you think old boy said that? I'll give you the last one. Why do you think old dude said that?
Because I think he was high on crack because he's stupid. Nothing he says means anything. I don't even know why that's on the internet.
Yeah, he was a bit out of line. I was listening to that and thinking like when I first listened to it, I said it's a good topic. When I listened to it again, I said it's a dumb nigga. Like you.
Yeah.
Hey man, we tried to give him some
get somebody with their teeth fixed, standing in front of a mansion, talking about he did it for a woman. That's one thing. Somebody standing in the bathroom, looking like
right.
that. You know, he's in his baby mama's project house.
Right, that bathroom looked like it was custom made by the men's warehouse.
Exactly.
You're going to like the way you look in this bathroom.
You're
going to
like
the way
you You guys have a good night.
You
all right, thank you so much for the phone call. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's go to 310-756.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's happening?
All right, what's going on, Brian and Tommy? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, man. Go ahead and tell us what you think about the topic.
All right. I got a hard one for you because my situation is kind of along these lines, and I just wanted to try to get some info. This is Adrian, by the way, Tommy. I always donate. Adrian McGinnis from the CPT.
Yes, sir. What's going on, bro?
Everything.
What's going on? Me and my wife, right? We've been together. Hold on. Is it playing in the background or something?
No, there was some bullshit going on in the background. This bitch with big titties just popped up on my screen.
All right, me and my wife, we've been married, it's about 14 years, right? I'm 37,
okay.
She's 35. All right, we don't have any children. And I have one outside the marriage, child support, didn't raise her, some fuck shit, but bullshit, but I have one child. Now, we've been together a long time. Now my wife she wants to have a baby. She's a working lady, has a career. I have a career. I've been trying to talk her out of it. I don't think that technically we should have children, but for her she doesn't have any children and she's in the right situation, but I think we're a dysfunctional functional couple. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you saying that she doesn't have any children, but now she wants to have children. And how old is she?
She's 35. She's right there at that, 35. At that, you know. And she started off when we got married. You know, we got married in 2004. She didn't want children. She always said she didn't want none. You know what I mean? And she said she didn't want none because she was always watching all the illegitimate children in the ghetto. Because I'm from Compton. She's from Watts. We're like, you know, we basically got the chance to kind of grow together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we do good. I think we do good together, but I don't know if we bring children into it. You know.
So do you want children?
That's the thing. I don't think I do because I don't want to put myself in a position for my wife to do some fuck shit. Although we get along, and I think we're good, but of course she has that inner BT that always comes out, but I can deal with it. But I don't think dealing with it with us with a child, I think it would be probably reckless, and due to the fact that we both work.
Okay.
And
so
I don't
what
think
if
she plans on
finance,
stop.
Sir,
I don't think
finance.
She plans on stop working
capable
either.
Of taking care of a kid?
Say again.
Are you all both financially stable enough to have another kid?
I would say yes and no. And I would say for realism, most people from the outside looking in, I would say people would say yes. But I would say with me, I think yes and no, because if you want to be realistic, I would say us together, we probably make about 60 grand a year together. That's me making 30 and her making probably 30. That's bringing home. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess, I guess my thing would be, like, when you look at what type of lifestyle you all want to provide, you know, not just yourselves and but your child, I mean, where do you all want to be in the next 5 years, and how is that going to be affected by what it is you guys are making now? And then if you add a kid into that, I don't know if you can financially say that, hey, we can take care of this kid and put this kid into college and all that kind of stuff, you know, these years later. I think that might be something you all need to really, like, sit down and try to factor that in. And then you're talking about the aspect of you not really wanting kids. I think that could possibly cause strain in the relationship. So, I mean, I think there needs to be
exactly.
A real, I guess, serious conversation had about, you know, just the whole cause and effect of what will happen if she got pregnant tomorrow, you know, what's going to be the decision? Are you talking about having an abortion, or are you going to say, well, you know what, fuck it, we can go ahead and have it, and now we're going to deal with it? It's like, you guys need to really have a conversation about that, man, because that shit can go left.
Right. And that's and technically...
Right.
Say again.
Are you prepared to kick a bitch in the stomach, sir? That's all I want to know.
the thing is that
if she gets pregnant, that's what we want to know.
I'm not into that. But the thing is, the cold thing about it is that we've been having conversations, but they've been going left. They've been going way left. You know what I mean? And then they come back the next day. It'd be like, you know, it'd just be one of the things where we kind of avoiding each other, you know what I mean? And then I say, I ain't hitting that shit. And then she say, well, shit, you ain't hitting this shit, you know what I mean? That kind of shit. So, you know, we're dysfunctional, but we're functional. And I don't think we should bring children into it, because that's just how we've been ever since we've been together. You see what I'm saying? But she just wants to do it because her biological clock is ticking. You see what I'm saying?
But I give a bitch a choice. Get the IUD or end up in ICU. Which one?
Well, hey, man, I'm going to tell you like this, man. It may sound crazy, but...
You want to go outside in the
sick.
Rain?
I get sick, dude. You don't want to have that kid, man. I mean, because I think that's something you can reverse if you ever change your mind. But I get a vasectomy, dude, because that shit can go...
Yeah.
Position. You can be like, you can get fucked real easy in that situation, because if she decides to have it, or if she gets pregnant by some other motherfucker and put it on, you never know what a motherfucker will do when they're desperate for a child like that, man. People have done some real unsavory shit to have a kid, man. So it's like, I would definitely say, if that's something you don't want to do, if you say, well, if she got pregnant, I wouldn't mind, I'd go through it, then just ride it out and see what happens. But if you would really be like fucking pissed off because that shit happened and you don't want to be a father, don't put yourself in that position, man. Get them boys snipped up, dude, and roll it out and see what happens, man. She might get over it, but then she might just be hell-bent on it and double down on it. That inner BT will shine.
Or invest in some
Right.
Plan B.
Say again?
Invest in some Plan B smoothies.
She like, you know what? Ever since
I hear you.
I You've been making me these smoothies every morning. That's so sweet. Say,
and yeah,
you
can
got
sell
your prenatal vitamins in it.
Yes, I
got
to make sure that you are ready and prepared to have this baby.
Right.
Your body and everything is correct. You need to have these one of these every morning.
These prenatal vitamins.
And, She sleep now, but because she got to get them go to work earlier than I do. But the thing is, man, I think she would probably be open, Tommy, to do it a 1-on-1 or something, or us as a couple to do it something. I kind of wanted to see your opinion and to talk to both of us. You know what I mean?
I'd love to do that, bro.
Yeah. So, you know, I email you. I got your email and I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I got a woman coming on this weekend. She's coming on because she was fired for having sexy photos from her train job. She was running a train, and then she put out sexy photos on Instagram, and people wanted to run a train.
Yeah. Something else, man. But, yeah. But I appreciate y'all info, man. And I'll email you, Tommy, for sure.
Yeah, man, do that, man. Thank you for the phone call, brother. That was pretty deep there.
Hello?
Hello? 770, you didn't want to come on, did you?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes, Tommy.
Okay, go ahead. Most of the time, you have to press one. Everybody that's on the line that wanted to talk, you have to press one. We only got a couple more minutes, and then I got to go. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
I didn't realize that. I want to say, first of all, I love your show, and I enjoy the dynamics that you and Brian bring. And I just want to piggyback upon what Brian said pertaining in the earlier part of the show when he was talking about the dynamics when women want to be powerful and go into their career, and then they realize in their early to mid-40s that it's not realistic. But I also want to share with you both that when I was coming up, there were a lot of leadership programs for young girls. And one of the things that they were really, really saying to us is that you can have it, but you can't have it all at one time. And so the lessons that what was not taught to me, but to a group of women, and these leadership conferences still are held, and they show you how to break in certain ages. And what I mean by that, when you're in your 20s, that's your gathering years. So you're gathering with the knowledge, like you were saying, with the education. You're gathering with your social life, with your networking power, among your peer group, as well in your 30s. That's when you should be really putting out the net of scope. That's how they were teaching it. And some of the girls who, including myself, who went through it, I can say that it did work for us. And if you ever want to see a piggyback of that leadership, Oprah did a show on it. And the name of the show, you can YouTube it, is speaking of you can't have it all. So I think that when society tells us that we can have certain things in a microwave outline without putting in the proper planning, without putting in the proper due diligence, and not having, like you said, proper examples of loving and kind relationships. And one of the things that I can say that I am so grateful for, and what I have noticed within your show, we're not talking about the wise of and the success when you do have that supportive mate. And I just don't believe that we have enough role models and enough leadership conferences for our lower class individuals, that they would want the knowledge to understand proper planning, but I don't think that a lot of people are willing now to invest that type of time within, because I got it straight out of college. They recruited me out of college. And you have to realize when they're telling us as young women, if you want to be a career girl, this is what you need to do. If you want to be a mother, or if you want to be family-oriented, you need to consider that early 30s to mid. So I just think that within our community, when there are not enough positive examples, it goes into a different hemisphere. And I'm so grateful where the dynamic, where I have been able to see it on both sides within our community. And what I mean by that, my mother's from the Caribbean, and my father is from Little Rock, Arkansas. And so I get the dynamics of a regular Black American upbringing, and I get it from the Caribbean aspect because of language and because of that culture. We have no other way to survive but through our men. So we understand that coming from the Caribbean camp. So I just want to say sometimes when we're talking about examples, I think sometimes we need to consider all of our Blacks instead of us having certain tribal wars in our actual community so we can have more strength of that Black family unity, because I can share with you, they are out here. They are. It's just that it's not enough of them. So I just want to say what you're doing, it's wonderful. I think you're highly enlightening, and I know for a fact my nephew has been blessed by your teaching, and I talk to him all the time on what type of woman definitely not to go about. But again, what I find with this new generation, with the millennium, when you have that microwave mentality and when you have women who, like you said, who are open around the clock, the temptation for our men are by far more higher, so they can be into a trap. So I just want you to consider that. And again, you and Brian, your dynamics are beautiful.
But thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your call. You said quite a bit, and I think we tried to grasp most of it, but it was definitely a big download for us. But thank you so much for your insight and for your kind words. I appreciate it. And I think with that, we are wrapped up. I surely thought that English lady was going to cut off.
What happens is it gives us an hour that they can call in for that hour, but after that it gives us another hour where nobody else can call in, so the people on the line can just
speak.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's what it does. So that's why at the end when the people be like, he's still talking to people, but we can't call in. That for that hour they can't call in.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was waiting on that hammer to drop, boy. She was counting down. I was like, yep, here it comes.
I gotta find a way to do
thank
it
you
it
for calling
that,
talk radio.
I gotta start going to a commercial during that point in time or something. I gotta do something different. Go ahead and wrap it up for him. Take us out.
Well, I would like to say that first and foremost to the young man who did this video, who kind of didn't think everything out, I would say, and the fact that he just came off the dome like that, he definitely just said some shit, but we were able to actually get a great conversation out of it. I think that this is something that has definitely been prevalent in our community and in just, you know, our society as a whole, as far as, you know, the work and life balance. I think that it's really important for us to take a look at that. And I think the key to all of that is things can be, you know, whatever we want them to be. We can make just about anything work. But I think we need to strive towards making it a goal to do what is best for the whole. It's not about you. And it's not about just this person. It's about what's best for the entire unit and also doing what's best for your eunuch, if you will.
Okay.
So.
Well, you said you were trying to do something that you want to make sure that people do what's best for the whole.
Here you go.
I'm just saying, like, that sounds like something that he would say. Yeah.
Just for the whole.
You got to make sure you do what's best for the whole.
So I think that's just really important.
I gotta leave Tupac alone. He gonna haunt me. Tell me you one of my enemies. Back in the days, nigga, I thought you was a friend of me, nigga. Calling me gay.
I told you, man. I started watching it, but I was like, I just don't want this reality. I don't want to have to face truth. So let me just get my mind ready to see about this. This might just be too much. It's just some things that I just want to keep sacred, just keep it the way that it is. I like the idea of Thug Life and my nigga Pac being what he was to me. So I'm trying. I know I'm going to have to face it, but I ain't ready yet.
Tupac said, this is the payback. Take off your drawers, nigga, and lay back. witness me naked with my dick in my hand. Knew you wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance is all over now. Take off your pants. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick.
Oh, man.
Like he said, time to give it to daddy, nigga, and tell me how you want it. Wait a minute, what? Time to give it to daddy, nigga, and tell me how you want it?
I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
What did he mean by that? Time to give it to daddy, nigga, and tell me how you want it.
He was talking about the video with all of the porn stars in it. That's what he was saying. He was talking about Heather and them, Heather Hunter and all of them. That's what he meant, Tommy. You just stop it. Don't, man. Can't we just have one night where there ain't no shooting and nobody fighting? Can't we just have one night? Don't do this, man. Time to give it to daddy, nigga, and tell me how do you want it.
I mean, he said it. I did. Sometimes you go back and you look at lyrics, and just like when I went back and listened to all them songs by, what's your boy name? George Michael. You know, we thought he was straight. Then you go back and listen to him, that he think was second to a dude.
God, dog, man. Can you imagine just the tragedy of that, man? One of our greatest, I mean, iconic. Pac was an icon. I don't accept that.
I don't either. I'm just, that's why I'm going to make jokes about it, because I don't, I just can't.
I just can't. It was one of the building blocks of my gangster. I can't have that.
I learned how to be a man from Tupac. I did.
Yes.
This gives a new meaning to what he said when he ride on his enemies. I can't take this shit.
Oh, man.
Oh,
so he really meant straight balling. It's just like just straight ball. But before the sunrise, let's hit the block.
A little bad motherfucker going
motherfucker
around licking cocks.
Pocket full of rocks.
Learn to suck them things. Got his skinny little ass stick. And nigga.
Last little. First motherfucker got blast.
Fuck the nigga in his ass quick.
Fuck the nigga in his casket.
Got it covered
in the bath in it.
Plastic. You suck dicks on the regular fuck when
fuck
it counts.
Count. I'm trying to make this nigga ass get on my dick and bounce. 5-0.
Oh, my
fuck
shit.
Them hoes. I mean, fuck them hoes. Got the 45. Steven out survival.
My chest hurts. Oh, my God. No.
Oh, man. They had 165 in the city with a niggas getting died. His mama don't cry. He's with the guilty.
That nigga said, how do you survive where 165 in the city where niggas getting died?
You see that nigga who getting tired, look up like, see, they was doing it back then.
Oh, my God.
That was my fucking anthem. I hit the streets with that shit, boy. God damn. God damn.
Oh, my God. No. This is wrong. This is wrong.
Man.
It's all wrong.
Man, I ain't ready. I can't, man. This motherfucker is too... He threw a point to the foundation of rap and to my life. It's so much shit I face it off Pac. What would Pac do?
I should never feel this way. I should never feel this
way.
God damn. I want to thank y'all for enjoying this ridiculousness that we just put y'all through. But I had fun, brother. I want to thank you so much for doing the show. You give a shout out to the people.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I want to say thank you to everybody that came in tonight. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose here to be with us, and I appreciate that. I love you all. Thanks. Shout out to the mods. Shout out to everybody that support the show. Everybody that donated. I don't know if we got time for that because my brother has to go.
Go ahead. You can knock him out.
Okay. Yeah, and to you, brother, I do want to say, as always, man, it's a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I appreciate just being able to share this platform with you, man, and do what it is we do, man. It's an honor.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, indeed. Let's see. I want to give a shout-out to – let me make sure I can say this name. Yep, shout-out to Nicole Pruitt. Thank you so much for your donation. I appreciate you. Shout out to, yep, good with this one. Shout out to my man, Paxton Bunkley. Thank you, sir, for your donation. I appreciate it. Shout out to my girl, Erica G. I appreciate you always donating. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Erica G. That's what's up. Shout out to April Jones. Thank you so much. Always donating, too. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, shout out to Cornelius Jones. He said, you ain't shit, but I like you. Laugh out loud. Thank you, sir. Yes, indeed. Shout out to, let me make sure this is all right. Wait a minute. Yep. Oh, okay. Cool. All right, shout out to Kelly Brown Eyes. Thank you so much, Kelly. She said, this is all I have tonight. Hope you have a wonderful birthday. You and Tommy are the highlight of my Thursday night. That's what's up. I love the energy the two of you exude. Keep up the great work on this show, as well as the solo you dig. Love you, man. Oh, P.S., why does your PayPal have a fee? I don't know. I thought if you do it like as a friend or something like that, or family, if you do family and friends, I don't think it charges that fee.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's how you have to do it. So next time when you do it, just do it as family and friends, and then it won't put that fee on there. All right. Shout out to my man, DJ Just J. Hey, live. What's up, King Guru? This is DJ Just J. Okay. Just wanted to send some love and pay you for what I owe you. Laugh out loud. Anyways, great show and even better topic. Which episode are you and Tommy on now? I don't know. Love this show and love you guys. Oh, and by the way, please give a huge shout out to the Soda You Dig. Shout out to the Soda You Dig. That's what's up. That's on Wednesdays and Sundays, people. If you don't know, now you know. Check us out. But I definitely thank you, brother. And I appreciate the work you're doing, man, over there on your dig. You got an awesome awesome crew over there, man. And that platform is definitely doing some really good things, man. I love being a part of that show, man. Thank you so much for providing that for us in Soto Nation, too. And I think that's it. Make sure that somebody share and subscribe to the channel. If you haven't already, share this shit out. Let's continue to grow this thing. I think we are on show. I want to say, is it 27?
We had to go count them.
or 25 or something like that. Yeah. But that's what's up, man. Thank you so much, brother. And I turn it back over to you, man.
All right, let's go. Erica G says, here's my weekly donation to the Hardest Working Man on YouTube. Thank you so much for everything that you do. April Jones just says, hey, Tommy. My weekly donation, take care, Mr. Thomas Marlowe. And DJ Just J says, what's up? This is DJ Just J. Okay, just wanted to send some love and say thank you for everything that you do for all of us, and especially for myself. Another great show. Love you guys, my brothers. Please let the audience know to subscribe to the Soto You Dig. Please, guys, go over there and make sure you subscribe to the Soto You Dig.
Yes, yes, yes.
I keep saying I'm going to start going over there. I have to do so much damn shit, but I'm going to start popping.
I was
going to
say, yeah, we know. We know you be going, brother.
Yeah. I'm still behind on that, what me and Tanisha supposed to be doing. That morning, Soto became a monthly Soto, boy.
The morning Soto became a monkey Soto. God, dog. As a Tommy is right there, but God, dog.
It is what it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, thank y'all for the birthday. My birthday is actually Saturday, the 27th, but thank you all so much for the birthday shout-out. So far, I appreciate you guys.
All right. Well, so January is a good month to have a birthday. My daughter's birthday is in January. So you good people, man. That's why
yes,
that's why you good people. That's why you good people. Thank you, guys. I got to go somewhere and jack off and go sleep. So that's how we're going to do that.
You go do that, man. You go do that, man. Rest well, brother.
All right. Because that's the only way I can sleep sometimes. Either that or weed. Because when I do that, then I can't smoke weed because the joints stick to my... It's a long story. Ladies and gentlemen...
Yes.
Thank you very much. Y'all enjoy y'all night. Love you, man.
Love you
y'all.
Too, man. Thug life!
Thug loving for my nationwide posse, feel me? Oh, Tupac, why?
Oh man!
This is unnecessary, Tupac.
Oh man, boy, I tell you, I'm looking at this shit differently already.
God, there's no need for this. No need. Tupac,
MOB, money over balls.
Yeah. MOB, men over bitches.
Men over bitches, that is. Oh my God, man.
It goes out to my enemies. When I'm finished, I'm gonna have them down on their knees. Feel me?
Oh my God. Yep.
God. What would you do if you was me? I would do that, Pac. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't.
I won't do that.
I'm sorry, bro. Good night, man. Everyone. Damn it, man.
Looking for some bros to fuck. God, no.
Oh. No. I'm out. Are you really trying to jump at me?